everybody, it's filmmaker Raul Colon, and I'm so excited about this episode. We are going to get into my favorite film of the year. A film that I watched and it touched my soul, it touched my heart. And I wanted to talk to you guys about this because in every season, I want to pick out at least two episodes to talk about films that really inspire me to become a better filmmaker. The film that we're talking about today is When They See Us, a film written by Ava DuVernay, and she actually directed it as well. This film really inspired me because coming from a city where, you know, some cops, not all cops, some cops label you a game banger, label you a bad kid or a drug dealer because of the area you grew up in. I grew up in Humboldt Park, Chicago, West Side. And growing up as a kid, you know, walking down the block to my friend's house, I get pulled over by the cops. And I was a minor. You know, they'll pull me over, they'll search me. And to the point that I felt violated, I was like, you know, what's going on? You know, there were some cops telling me, hey, if you don't tell me this or you don't tell me that, you're going to go to jail. And I was a kid. So this film here really got to me. A lot of these kids right now in different areas of the United States, in the poverty areas, in the areas that are not doing well, they get picked on. And to see this film be created to put the message out there that it's not fair. You know, these kids did time. You know, their lives are not different. And, you know, they're older now, right? They got out of prison and they got to tell their story. And kudos to Ava DuVernay to putting it out there and showcasing her talent as well as a director and writer. You know, and what's the crazy thing for me is the cast. You know, they all did a great job. It was very inspiring. So it looks like in 1989, there was a woman jogging in New York, Central Park, where she got assaulted and raped. And there was a lot of kids in the park that day running around playing like kids. The cops started to body snatch everybody, just take everybody that they saw out there running around playing. And they started to interrogate these kids. And what's crazy for me, there is a law I know out there that states that you cannot interrogate minors without parent consent. And that's the problem. That happens all the time in different cities. You know, these young kids don't know what's going on. You know, you have these cops with guns and, you know, they start asking you questions. And, you know, they folded. They were like, okay, I did it. I did this. Just I want to go home. A lot of the cops in this situation were telling them, hey, if you tell us the truth, you can get to go home. And it's sad because they got these kids to confess to something that they never did. This film here, you know, like I said, guys, was one of the best films that I've saw this year. The storyline was unreal. The cinematography was amazing. And, you know, so every season for my podcast, I want to put out, you know, one or two episodes of films that really inspire me. So I want to start off with cinematography. The cinematography for this film was amazing. It was so freaking cool the way they shot it, the way they went back to the 80s and put the sets to look like the 80s, the cars, the clothes, the colors, just was flat out cool. Recommend it, guys. Check it out on Netflix. It's one of the best films I've watched. And the writing was stellar. I give a lot of kudos to Ava for putting the story together like it was. Sitting down with the guys that really went through this. So it looks like she interviewed everyone and got their story. And then she cast for their parts identical. It was so freaking inspiring, guys. So one of the actors that I want to talk about that really set himself apart from this film, and that's Gerald Jerome. He is a Dominican actor from the Bronx, New York. I have seen this kid on Moonlight. He was amazing. And to see him put out his talent the way he did on this film was quite a performance that just wowed me. And it was funny, I was talking to my wife about this because she brought this film, you know, to me. She was like, hey, honey, I think we should watch this film. I was like, okay, let's watch it. And it was just flat out amazing. One of the cool things that I see here for the Emmys of 2019, looks like they're nominated for 16 different awards. And it's so great to see that, because I was actually talking to my wife about this right when we finished this. And I said, you know what, honey? If these kids do not get nominated for any awards, this is rigged. You have a lot of actors that say that all the time. They say, you know, the Emmys, the Oscars are rigged. You know, they give them to people that shouldn't, or the people that are nice to the Oscars, or, you know, do this and do that for film industry. And I feel that, you know, if you're a great actor and your performance is stellar and you are seeing the friction that's coming in through social media, all the people that are voting, all the people that are, you know, putting up, you know, ads on Facebook or posting a picture of all these actors and telling them, wow, this was amazing. What made me so happy was to see these actors that are not, you know, A-list actors showcase their talent and get noticed for it. So I'm very happy that they're nominated, that their talent is getting shown, and it's awesome. So this was a short episode on When They See Us. I think it's, you know, by far one of the best films out there of the year. And I can't wait to see how many awards they take home this year. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Really appreciate it. If you guys have any great feedback on this film, if you watched it, would love to hear it, guys. Please send me a message and let me know your thoughts. And also stay tuned to next week's episode where I dive into a little bit more into my film career, where I started and where I'm at now. Also talk about the great actors that I worked with in the past. Stay tuned and keep filming.